you're deep in class war. Tired of getting no food or sleep, just the poor. Bring those boys back that you trained to kill. Of war and death we've had our fill. Call it fighting terrorism or exporting imperialism. Call it what you will. Leftover neo-Reaganites. Is it just the oil or a capitalist sequel? These chicken hawks, are we ready to fight against the better good or the evil? UN is all talk, it's merely fecal. The lust for cash has no equal. Backstabbed by our leaders. Enough bread for war, but not enough to school and food to feed us. Bush, push us to war. Straight money is what the rich do this for. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, and don't take it no more. We're watching war on the TV, and I'm thinking about the people, the Iraqi. We take to the streets, our streets. In the still water we ripple. Clear channel in the media, play us like a fiddle. Pick a side, no more middle. Deciphering lies, news is the riddle. Time to boycott pro-war artists. Ride with us or we won't buy your disc. No money for pro-war flicks, and no vagina for right-wing pricks. Culture of change, the vultures of war, mysteries explained. These leaders deranged, rises the phoenix from these bombs and these flames. Rises the phoenix from these bombs and these flames. Bush, Bush, he push us to war. Rise up, people, don't take it no more.
This is Hacker Voice Radio, and you are listening to Belial and Planet Lave on the third official recording of Hacker Voice Radio on the 11th of August 2005. And this is Zerl, Push Us to War. And so, I've got a little rant to go, but I just want to let Planet introduce himself.
Hello, this is Planet Lave, as always.
As always.
And I am as eager as you are, listeners, to hear this rant. So, please, take it away.
Yeah, I just want to say, march on the Senate. march on the fucking everything. March on the Parliament. March on Downing Street. And stop this corruption from happening. Stop the government from taking control over your lives. Stop all the bad things that are happening. Stop Bush. Stop everyone. Because there's a monkey that's got the finger on the button. And it's gone too far, and I just want to say it's time to stand up for our rights. It's time to stand up for everything that we stand for. The human rights and everybody's freedoms are going to waste, and it's a bit too fucking insane now.
What's happened, mate?
Sorry?
What's happened? What's driven you to this? This is extreme even by yours and my standards.
I've just gotten a bit upset over what's happening in the world so far, and I just thought, somebody has to stand up and say something about this, and I'm just saying, you know, we got to do something about this. We got to stand up and fight for our rights.
Nothing in particular has kicked you off?
Not really, no.
No, it's just a bad day.
Just a bad day, yeah, have I, like, completely... I've completely, put you off the rails, haven't I, there?
Yeah, I was expecting some, big rant with kind of a point to it, you know?
Oh, so you didn't think that I had a point, but okay.
No, it's just rise up and, come on, people, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. What is going on? I mean, people are just standing back, sitting back, doing nothing. And
about what?
About what's happening. You know, look at what's happening in the world. Look at what's happening in the UK. They're completely disregarding people's opinions, and it's gone way of hand. At least in my view. Maybe I'm just, you know, woke up on the wrong side of bed this morning. But you know. People like Zell, they talk about this 24/7, and it's pretty much what they talk about all the time. And it's you know, people haven't picked up on this. And I was just sitting on a bus thinking, why don't we have this publicised? Why are people reading these newspapers with lies and bullshit in them and all Big Brother stuff, which is not important when people are dying across the world for no reason? You know, it's something that has to be talked about. That's why I wanted to do that little rant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. There's a lot of bad shit going on.
Yeah. And also, I'm a bit upset because the link that somebody sent me isn't working, and it's about... And it looks like some interesting content. If you know what I mean.
Interesting content?
Yeah.
On this show? How dare you, sir!
No. I mean, visual content.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are you using? Firefox?
Yeah, Firefox.
Yeah, there's your problem, right?
Yeah. Firefox doesn't allow those kind of things. No, it's I think it's been brought down, or the URL's not working or something, God knows.
What site are you looking at?
Let me send you that in private chat.
Okay.
It's something that was posted on the forums today. And I thought, that sounds interesting, and I might take a look, and it's not working.
Jesus Christ, man.
So that, you know, that literally forced me to do that rant. And it's working.
Yeah, it's fine in Internet Explorer.
Fuck's sake.
It's not great or anything.
Yeah.
You're fucking worse than me. Mm. With your filthy links.
Well, it's gotta be done, you know. Life's fucked up as it is, and looking at girls doing funny things is always a good treat for the eyes.
It kind of takes your mind off it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So, what we have lined up for the show tonight is some announcements about Japan and their Uberlito 100 megabit a second broadband service that they're going to introduce in the year 2015, I believe. Some stuff about Xbox and them not allowing third-party accessories and manufacturers. And a announcement by Blu-ray about disc and DMR, which is digital rights management and all that kind of stuff. And it's looking like they're going to be enforcing a lot of stuff where you just won't be able to copy your data and use it as, you know, free media and stuff like that.
As you please.
And a few other things I wanted to talk about, Vista as well, that I found and good stuff like that. So I'll... shall I leave it to you to do the thing about Blu-ray?
Tell you what. First of all, listeners,
yeah,
this is Hacker Voice Radio.
Oh, really?
And it is the 11th of August, 2005.
Did I miss out to say that?
Yeah.
Did I? I'm pretty sure I said it at the beginning.
I might have missed you doing it.
Ah, never mind. Well,
you missed it. Oh, God knows.
God knows.
Anyway,
well, I'll listen back to it and
let's do it twice.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck it. Let's do it three times.
Yeah,
this is Hacker Voice Radio. And Belial, what date is it?
I think. Let me just check. It might be the 11th of August, 2005.
Coming in your ears.
Coming in your ears, loud and clear.
So, the first little bit of news we have is something Belial put me onto. And what it is, I'll just read out what I've got. And then I'll go on about
it a
little bit.
Please do, because it's a very, very interesting subject.
It's
it'll put people to sleep sometimes, but content management and data management is something that we're going to be facing pretty soon. So, yeah.
So what we've got is this. In an announcement last night, the Blu-ray Disc Association, led by Sony, representing one of the two competing high-definition DVD formats, the other being HD DVD, led by Toshiba, stated that it will simultaneously embrace digital watermarking, programmable cryptography, and I said that so many times earlier, and it always tripped me up, and a self-destruct code for Blu-ray disc players. Will this be the continuation of the trend into more and more restrictive DRM? Or will it be something that will fade away like their ill-fated Betamax tapes? Now, just going on about something. Below hooked me up with this new story, and it really took my interest because of the third point there, which is a self-destruct code for Blu-ray disc players. Not for discs, but for the fucking players themselves. I really need to find a link on this and find out what the fuck is going on. Because if they can self-destruct players, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out, embrace a whole new format, when I've got shelves and shelves of DVDs, which replaces shelves and shelves of fucking VHSs that I had. You know, I'm not going to upgrade a third time if they can just fucking switch off my brand new Blu-ray disc player.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You don't have control over hardware that I fucking buy.
Mm.
No. I pay you and then it's mine. Exactly. And then you fuck off.
This is exactly, you know? Yeah.
And it's the same with DVDs. When I buy a legitimate DVD, I do not want to sit through a piracy warning at the start.
And then
I have bought it.
20
it
minutes
is mine
of commercials.
Now. Sorry?
And 20 minutes of commercials.
Oh, Disney fuckers are bad for that, you know. How about some other products you might like? Blah, 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 blah. And you can't get to the menu. You can't fast forward. You can't skip the chapters. Those fucking cunts.
Mm.
And there's a number of DVDs that are doing the anti-piracy warnings here in the UK. And you put the DVD in, it comes up, oh, don't do this, don't do that, you know, it's crime. Okay, fine, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
It'll go in 2 or 3 seconds. And then it goes into this couple of minute video film about, you wouldn't steal a car, you wouldn't rob someone's handbag, you know, you wouldn't burgle a house, but why would you pirate a DVD?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there with the case of the actual DVD that I fucking bought from HMV.
And it belongs
fucking
to you.
I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking cunts, don't put this on when I have just paid you to watch this content, you know? And oh, it makes me so mad. And you can't fucking skip it either. Now, what I'm going to do, and I've been thinking about this for a while now, is I'm going to start a list of every single film I have that has this bullshit on it. And I'm going to start the movement against it.
Yeah.
I'm going to warn people, don't fucking buy this. Because when you buy the product, they warn you not to be a pirate. And you're not.
Mm.
Because you fucking bought it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And there's actually a new story that's quite... I've just heard today that this guy who went into a cinema with a video camera, recorded what he was, you know, paid to watch, and took it home and distributed it, and now he's getting... he's getting 17 years in prison.
Ooh.
And let's just look at it this way, okay?
That's quite a fucking lot.
Yeah, he brought his camera that he owns, his property, pointed it at something he paid to watch, recorded it, took it home, distributed it for free, right? This is not a court matter. He did not commit a crime that would harm other people. He does not deserve to go to prison. Only people that have killed people and are a danger to society go to prison. This is a civil court matter, because what happens here is he did something that would damage a corporation, not people. Do you see what I mean?
I do. I didn't know really where you were going with that for the first bit. But you're right, he didn't harm any other person. He did harm a corporation. He did do something wrong, you know. He has broken a law, and by definition, he does deserve to be punished.
Sure, he has broken a law.
17 years is a fucking long time.
Exactly. And
you know, he hasn't hurt anyone in person. Not physically, anyway. Maybe the corporation people
have lost
financially.
Yeah.
I mean, 17 years. Shit, how long do murderers get? How long do rapists get? How long do drunk drivers get?
Let's say 10 years with like a 5-year kind of mid, you know, suspension maybe, or a retrial. I don't know. Not that long.
I honestly don't know, but the longest prisons sentence I've ever heard of is 25 years, which is called life.
Yeah.
You know, and he's pretty, he's just shy of that. You know, 17 years, it's not fucking very far apart. Yeah. All for going in, filming a film on the cinema,
yeah,
and distributing it. He did do wrong. Now, I can't debate that at all. He broke the law. But when you compare it to serious crimes such as murder, maiming, raping, burglaring, and proper fucking crimes, it doesn't stand up. He did deserve to be punished, but not that fucking bad. Where was this, by the way?
Yeah, I think it's in Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
I thought those guys were pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean... They want to make an example of someone, but this is going so much.
I suppose
against...
this is like the first case they've been able to get their hands on, and as always, they make him a poster boy to scare other people away from doing it.
Yeah. Oh God, this is why I had that rant. I had to get things off my chest because things like this, they upset me when I see other people that I do the same thing and they go to prison for a long time. It really does upset me. And even in the UK, somebody jumped on somebody's network just to check their emails. And they're serving time in prison for something I would do. And I'm sure you would do. I'm sure lots of other people have done and would, if they had the chance, would do it as well. It's not to harm someone's network. You know, it's just...
They piggybacked it.
Yeah, exactly. And
they knew they shouldn't have been there, but they saw the opportunity and thought, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, what's the harm?
Exactly. And it's not a hardcore thing. They probably aren't hackers. Oh, and also, there's another thing I forgot to bring with me today. I had a printout of an official letter to the parents of a group of 13 to 15 year olds. There's about 13 of them that are spending time in jail now because they basically, what they did is they cracked some software on their school computers to kind of go around and have better access to the internet, because as you know, when you're in school they block some sites and all that kind of crap, and they basically surpassed it, they went around it and all that stuff. I've got this letter that's sent to their parents from the police that I printed off, and it basically states that they are criminals, they did this and that. Well, it's actually, whose fault is it? It's the school's IT staff fault, because they were so incompetent to do their job to prevent this kind of thing from happening, and now they're blaming it off on these children, and they're calling them evil criminal hackers when they're not. Oh, God.
That is fucking weird. I don't know, and I'm no legal expert by a long shot, but where would the legal responsibility lie there? Because the school's providing internet access.
Yeah.
It's blocking down things, which are obviously inappropriate for people of certain ages, and fair enough. Now, they managed to find a way around that.
Yeah.
Is that a crime? because who have they hurt? You know, they might have hurt the school,
yeah,
or maybe the school IT's department's pride.
Mm.
Have they done anything bad?
Yeah. No, I mean, they,
you know,
it's just ridiculous. It's
if they're broken into a network that doesn't belong to them,
yeah,
then they're trespassing digitally,
yeah,
and that's a crime.
Yeah.
You're not welcome here. You don't have access here. You've broken in. You know, yeah, it's kind of like normal trespassing.
Yeah, as far as I know, roughly what they did to equal it to something that I can, you know, basically what they sort of did is bypass a proxy. That's kind of the equivalent of what they did.
Yeah.
In terms of, they weren't really hacking, you know, you couldn't really call it hacking. Anyone could do it with a bit of sense and a bit of network knowledge to get around to what they wanted to do. And shit, I've done this in school. At the most I ever expected, if I ever got caught, and I'm sure I did a lot of nasty stuff in school, which I kind of regret now, but was to get suspended and excluded from school. This is what I was expecting. You don't expect to be facing a prison sentence at the age of 14, do you?
Hell no.
No.
I can't see how this is a criminal offence.
Hmm.
You know, all they did was expose a loophole on the system that they were using every single day.
Yeah.
Now, if that happened at work, we wouldn't throw someone in jail.
No. You'd go,
oh, fuck, look what you've done.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Now we're going to plug that hole.
Hmm.
You can't do it again, fucko.
Yeah.
You know?
If they were doing something kind of really bad and they pissed you off, you would say, okay, this is your first warning. If you do it again, you're going to get fucked. Because you can, but you're not going to call the fucking police on them. And what was the actual... Oh, God, I'm going to have to look at this up because I want to be able to tell you the
this
exact truth.
Is something that does warrant a lot more thinking about and discussing. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm just gonna find that now because I don't want to be chatting complete bollocks to you guys.
Cool.
But it's just like when I saw this and I read this letter, I had to print it off obviously because it just really did get on my nerves.
Yeah,
and,
struck a note with you, obviously.
And, you know, and you questioned why I had to say that, what brought it on in the beginning of the show.
Exactly. This is, I was expecting a story like this.
Yeah. This is why I kind of had to do it. I'm just trying to find this. It's somewhere here. Something about evil hackers. But,
yeah, Google evil plus hackers
equals Bilal. No.
Equals young fucking school kids,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
What are they, 14?
They're aging from 13 to 15, I think. And there's about...
Aren't you meant to get a caution at that age? And a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
And then the policeman says, look, fucking book your ideas up, pal.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an adult and you do some shit like this, you're gonna go to jail.
Yeah. The most you ever expect from that happening, let's say, in my knowledge of what's happened to me before in school when I fuck things up, is you get, you know, a suspension or you get, you know, a letter to your parents sort of thing. You know, that's as far as it fucking goes. But
I wouldn't even expect that much back when I was in school.
No,
I'd
definitely
expect a telling off.
Yeah, let's just say what I've done before is locked up a whole computer room of like 45 computers. Every single one of them needed about 25 to 30 minutes work on them to get them working again, okay? And it was like one of the kind of most evil things I could have ever done. I wrote a little script that kind of generated, let's say, a 15 megabyte image over and over and over and over again, okay? Which was kind of evil and it wasn't the best thing to do. But
I'd say that was a lot more evil than what these kids did.
Yeah, definitely, exactly.
And I don't think what you did was by any stretch of the imagination a bad thing.
Yeah. Okay, let's
see. Yeah, well, it fucked things up for them, but, you know, they've got to deal with that.
Yeah. So what's happening is On May 21st, 2005, the Kutztown Police Department notified the parents of 13 Kutztown students of charges of computer trespass, and they've been filed against their children. In Pennsylvania, computer trespassing is a felony. So what's basically happened is that they've trespassed on the network, or they've, you know, did this, that, to get a bypass around their security in the school, to gain access to, you know, freedom of on the internet and stuff. And they slipped up, they fucked up, they got caught, and now these children are being filed charges against them.
So this is in the States?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did they go into somebody else's network in order to bypass it? Or?
Basically, what they did is there's a program, I think, that runs on the laptops that they used, and they basically, you know, hacked it so much so that they were able to obtain full use of the internet and do whatever they want. Which is just, you know, to do the shit they wanted to do. They were able to take control of the network, and now they're getting the fucking blame for it because their IT department was not able to do. And I'm just browsing over some of the comments that, you know, anyone was able to leave on there, and it's like, there's somebody, obviously the IT staff in the school were inept and incapable of securing to their own systems from teenagers. Also obvious that the administrators of the school or district IT department haven't got the finest clue about the children and information technology. Kids will be kids, representing an opportunity of a weak, poorly secured network. It's fucking, you're a teenager, what do? You fuck things up, because that's the whole thing you do, is you test other people, and you test the systems that you live in, and this goes with anything. You see what I mean?
It's all a part of being a teenager, to be honest, mate.
Exactly.
If you're not doing it digitally, then you're doing it in real life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're rebelling in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly. And this is exactly what they were doing. In my eyes, in their eyes, I do not see this as a problem, okay? This is not a problem that should go to the court of law.
They doing? Was it just to gain web access, or was it to gain net work access?
Basically, I think it's just was malicious intent. No, it wasn't anything to do with malicious intent. It was just
just to get out on the net.
Yeah. They basically changed the admin password, I think, on the laptops, and were able to go from there. And I think this brings me to another point, is Windows Vista and their lovely new incorporated elite security systems, where they're advertising now in Windows Vista. In Windows Vista. It's a fucking tongue twister. they will actually, you won't be able to set up a proper Windows Vista installation without an administrator password. Wow, that's so fucking secure. You know, wow. So all this time, you were able to have an administrator password, you know, an administrator account without a password. How secure is that? Oh, thank you very much, Microsoft. You're so secure.
You won't be able to set up an installation without an administrator password.
Yeah, because before you were able to leave a bank, and this is something that's been going on for...
I never knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just never occurred to me just to hit enter.
Yeah.
You know. Call me a fucking stupid arsehole, but I always did put in a password at the administrator level.
Mm. And now they're selling this to everyone, saying this is great because you won't be able to do it.
Wow.
And it's going to be so
fantastic.
Much more secure. There is going to be a password. Also, another thing will be...
maybe next year they'll start sharing, selling fresh air.
Yeah. And also, there's some sort of hardware security hardwired into the chips that will provide some more kind of, I don't know, something along those lines. I think we're looking at... hardware embedded digital rights management, which means...
Uh-oh.
Yes, this is it. It's come now, and you'll only be able to buy hardware that will work with Windows Vista, and not anymore. None of this unsigned shit. You will only be able to buy and install hardware that is signed and approved by Microsoft. And this kind of brings me on to my rant about the next generation Xbox 360, which will effectively lock out third-party accessory manufacturers who won't be able to enroll into Microsoft's licensing and royalty program. This means that any manufacturer who wishes to build a device and incorporate it into the Xbox 360 will be basically blocked out of it. This is what's entitling Bill Gates to millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of revenue. did we expect this? No, I'm not shocked at all by this, actually. I'm really not. I think Microsoft were really pissed off when people started hacking their Xbox and installing Linux on them.
I am a little shocked about it, but, you know, I do kind of live in a daydream world, you know, from back in the 80s where you had all this shit going on. It's a computer, and it's the glory days of the hackers.
Yeah.
You know, where install this device, you know, it's not official, but it will do this, which your machine's not meant to do. Oh, fucking fantastic! You know, then, well, they're just trying to lock down these consoles and then make them like home entertainment kind of devices, which is what where the push is really kind of go. It's not like a real computer in the true sense, where you can take it apart, you can look at it and have a fuck around with it and make it do things.
Yeah.
It's just, this is the Xbox 360. This is the official hard disk. Mm. This is the official memory.
Exactly.
You know, and this is the official fucking controller. Fucking bastards. Back in the day, the Commodore 64, you could plug in the old...
Yeah. You can fucking make your own joystick if you wanted to. Put a few transistors and resistors and all those wires and cables and shit, solder it all together, and you've got yourself a joystick. You've got customized hardware. Why not?
It's only fucking buttons sending signals.
Why not?
You know? You can run a program on the C64 that responds to these things. Mm.
Oh. I think today's show is filled with anger.
Anger FM.
Anger
Stay tuned,
FM.
Kids.
Yeah, I'm so pissed off, I'm not even playing music in the background.
I don't know what it is that's pissed you off, but you are very pissed off.
Thanks. Yeah. And you know me so well. But
I know that you're pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know. I kind of feel it, too, now that you're telling me some of the things that you've found today and stuff like that. I'm not fucking surprised, man.
Yeah. It's crazy to...
Rewind.
looking at the way we want things to go, open source and open to everyone into, you know, making their own thing out of it. It's not looking too bright, the future, but we are winning, and I believe...
Are we?
Yeah, I believe so, and I do think that there is a light, you know, at the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's going to be a Microsoft-driven train. I think we will... be pushing, because they can't silence us, you know, and you know, if they bring us down, somebody else will take up the fight, and this is what's been happening for so many years. And when have they
you
ever
see, the thing is, they can't silence us, and what we do want is kind of an open access to technology.
Yeah.
Maybe not entirely open source.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, that would be fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
But at least when you ship a device, explain what it's all about. You know, give the manuals out and fucking tell people how to mess around with it. How it works. You know, just for us geeks. We fucking love that shit. But there's also a lot of people out there called consumers.
Yeah.
Now, all they want is a device they can buy off the shelf, put in the house, that'll work.
Yeah.
And that's it. They don't have to install release 7.2 of some kind of software on there. You know, imagine that with your VHS player. You know, your VHS player can't record anything anymore because it hasn't got the latest
VHS
fucking software.
VHS 0.1.
Yeah, exactly. So, as much as there are us people out there saying, look, open your technology, you know, be fucking cool. There are a lot of people out there who just say, no, we just want something that works, you know, that we can get off the shelf and plug it in and play, for want of a better phrase. And that is the way the PC is going. And it's definitely the way the console's going, as you said about the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
You know, with the original Xbox, you got people chipping it, putting Linux on it, putting all these other devices in and shit. And, you know, if they want to, and then they might fuck it up a bit. Sorry, Karen.
I just want to say, you know, if you've bought the console, it's yours.
Yeah.
And the first step of defense for them is if you open it, you void your warranty. Okay, fair enough. Fuck it. I'm going to fuck it up anyway. And then secondly, they're actually imprisoning people now for chipping PlayStations and modifying them. Somebody's actually gone to court for doing this, and I think it was an Xbox, and he's in prison now for modifying his Xbox. And
Jesus Christ.
He was doing is modifying them and then selling them. So he'd buy them, modify them, chip them, do crazy stuff to them, make them work even better than they do, because he's unlocked some of the features that are hidden. Why are they hidden? Because, you know, fuck, they don't want you to get good stuff. So he sold them on, and now he's in prison for doing that.
See, that's always kind of a bit of a hot potato.
Yeah.
If you take something and modify it for your own personal use, number one, who the fucking hell is going to know?
Yeah.
If that's illegal, you're not going to tell anyone, you know. But when you're getting devices off the shelf, you're doing something to them, and then you're selling them on. The companies who owns that device, they're going to get a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
Because you're making money.
Sure.
Kind of off their back. You know. And you're saying, oh, yeah, this will unlock all the DVD regions or something like that. And then Microsoft will say, fuck, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, because we've got to pay all the DVD people about shit like this. So how come you're fucking doing it without paying these guys and you're making money?
Yeah.
And then we're not making any money off you, apart from the initial sale, obviously. Sure. So there is kind of a thing, if you're making money, that it's a dodgy area. But if you're just doing it on your own, for your own pleasure, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't have the full fucking manual that comes with this device that explains all about it, explains what it's about, and how to use it and change it and use it to your own pleasure.
When you used to buy a computer in the good old days, and you used to buy a TV in the good old days, it came with a full circuit manual.
This is something I was just about to hedge on to.
Yeah, sorry if I took your lightning. But
No, go.
Just saying, it came with everything. Most of the people would just throw it away because it's fucking useless to them, fair enough.
Some of the people, a bit hard to understand.
Exactly. But for some of the people like us, we'd look into it. And I personally have, when I was younger, I took a full circuit diagram of a Teletext TV and modified it so that I could get kind of simple web browsing on it, basically. Let's just put it that way. And
it was pretty cool, man.
It was great, and it was just a TV. You could watch teletext on it. It was like a teletext terminal as such. It had a keyboard, and it had it would, because teletext is like digital data streamed through radio frequency, which is cool shit. So now you'd probably go to prison for doing something like that. At least I think so, anyway.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised with all the other shit that's going on. You know, I remember, like, back in the first computers I ever had, which is the Atari 800 XL and the Commodore 64 mainly, you know, worked with those two, and then kind of upgraded to the Amiga 500. And all of those three came with a shitload of manuals about how to write for it, you know, and how to use it, and fucking simple stuff like this. You know, you'd have a manual on using it, you'd have a manual on programming for it, and all kinds of shit. Exactly. And those days are just fucking gone. And it is a bad thing.
Yeah.
A because it won't encourage people to say, right, here's the device you've bought.
Yeah.
Why not fuck around with it a little bit? You know, learn something.
Yeah.
Rather than just putting the game in and hitting X, circle, square,
yeah.
triangle, right one, right two, you know, mm. playing fucking Tekken and shit.
Exactly. I mean, another stupid thing I don't understand is the legalization of ROMs, you know, games that are like really, really fucking old now and that people have copied into ROMs so that you can play them in an emulator and still enjoy your old classic fucking Pong, Pac-Man, you know, Shadowrun and all that kind of stuff. And it's illegal to do that. Why? It's fucking old. They're not making any money from it. Who's going to buy an actual card for it, a cartridge for it nowadays?
And how could you?
Yeah, exactly.
What fucking shop do you go to?
Yeah, unless
to get fucking Shadow of the Beast on exactly. the fucking Mega Drive.
Unless you had that console, unless you had that cartridge, you've already bought it. But you know, people that have sold them on, and you know, they've been like, they've grown up through the years. You need to sell stuff to make money to be able to buy, you know, a pair of trainers.
It's
or
hard
something
to get the
like
hardware,
that.
At least.
Exactly.
At least.
So why should it be illegal? It's just so stupid. This is, you know, in the before all this kind of copyright stuff, you know, like if somebody was a composer, he'd compose a piece of music and everybody knows that it's his, but then you take that piece of music and you can still play, you know, you could still recreate what he's written on the sheet of paper on the music score, and that's not illegal. But the primary kind of copyright of music is that if somebody released their notes and their musical sheets, you could take it and play it and you could go to a concert and you could recreate that, but you can't sell it, if you see what I mean. This is the pure kind of essence of copyright law. If it's somebody's, you can play it, but you can't make money off their backs because it's their creation, okay? But where it's kind of changed is that now you're not even, you know, they were talking about, I think Sean Kennedy was really surprised to hear that if you buy a CD from HMV, it says on there, you're not allowed to lend it, you're not allowed to broadcast it, you're not allowed to play it to a crowd sort of thing. Let's say, you know, you're only allowed to listen to yourself for private consumption only.
Yeah.
Why? It's yours. You've bought it. You own that license. You can.
How are those two things different?
So, what do you mean?
Well, between playing music that you didn't write yourself
yeah.
and putting in a CD for a bunch of people that you didn't write yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You're still doing the same thing.
Exactly.
But one's illegal and one's okay.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if you've bought that CD, you're not allowed to lend it to your friend.
Hmm.
Why not? I don't see any kind of problem in that, apart from the fact that they're losing money out of the fact that you just lend that CD to somebody. And this is not a new thing, by far. This has been going on for years, since the early 90s, I think, when they kind of did that kind of shit. And it's not new.
No, I think basically since they invented tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got people with the vinyl records, they're putting them on tape, giving them to people, and they're saying, no, hang on a minute, you can't fucking do that.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't bought a copy, so
yeah,
they need to fucking wake up and see what the modern world is all about.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking last night about viral marketing and also morals.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody gave me a copy of CD of a new band that I'd never heard of before,
yeah,
you know, I've never heard of them. And I'm unlikely to ever hear of them in the circles I kind of go in.
Yeah.
And they say, look, mate, I bought this CD. You know, here's a copy of it. Have a listen. Mm. I reckon this would be right up your street.
Yeah.
Fucking give it a go.
Yeah.
I listen to it. And if it is right up my street, I'll go down HMV the next fucking day and buy a copy.
Yeah.
Because that's moles.
Yeah.
I want to support the people who are making the music that I like.
Definitely.
And also, it's not being ripped off.
Mm.
You know, not being suckered into the fucking marketing. that you see on the adverts and the radio adverts, saying, buy the new CD by so-and-so, a famous artist.
Yeah.
You know, it's really good. I promise you, baby, it's really good. It's as good as the old shit. Just go out and buy it. And then you go out and buy it on faith, and you listen to it, and it's a load of fucking crap.
Yeah.
You've been ripped off. There's no fucking laws for that, is there?
You know, I mean,
sending the CD back, saying you promised me a fucking CD that was good as the old shit, and I got bollocks, basically.
It's just, it's crazy. I can't. I mean, the one time I believe that an actual corporation, let's call them Woolworths, broke the law is I went in to buy Resident Evil, the first one. They sold me a old copy of Resident Evil that somebody had actually written in the cheats for in the book, at the back of the book.
Right.
And they sold it for me full price, which was back then like £34 or something when a new game comes out, okay? I expect something I buy like that to be wrapped up, perfectly pristine, not used, not touched. And,
not second-hand, basically.
Not second-hand.
Yeah.
And is it not illegal to resell stuff like that? I believe it is, because they've just broken their fucking own copyright law by reselling something they already sold to someone. Somebody that has brought it back, used it. Digital media cannot be returned to shop, as far as I know, because, you've just copied it and given it back to us and got money back for it. And they've just made double the profit on that game, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, they've sold it at full price twice.
Exactly.
Now, if it's not illegal, it fucking should be.
It is illegal, and I was very, very upset about that.
I tell you what, went out to PC World today, talked to the idiots there again.
Yeah.
Ended up buying some components for a PC because these fucktards cannot sell a PC with Windows XP Pro on it, as we said on last night's show. I eventually got the bits back, built them into a computer. The processor that I bought had already been opened.
Yeah.
Now, it had not been teared off along the strip, as Intel processors are designed to be. It had been slid under the cardboard, as you would with a letter opener kind of knife, and then it had been stuck over with a security tag, with the fucking RFID in it. I opened it up. I think that's weird. Have a look at the processor. The manual is missing. The warranty is missing.
Yeah.
The cool little sticker that you get is fucking missing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually use it, and thank fuck it does work.
Yeah.
But these cunts are selling products that
have been returned
for full price. This wasn't marked as returned, but we've tested it and it's fine.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, there's actually a law against that, where if a returned good is returned to a shop, such as electronic goods and stuff, they're not allowed to resell it. They have to take it back to wherever they take it back to and examine it, take it apart, probably even destroy it. That's why, you know, they lose a lot of money for returns. Because somebody could open whatever it is, let's say it's a mobile phone, put a fucking detonator in there and a bit of explosive, take it back to the shop and say, this is not working, and they sell it to somebody else, they could take it back home, switch it on, and it blows their fucking head off. That's reason why. And yes, this is true, what I'm saying. It is a law standing there to prevent that sort of thing from happening. Okay, in a microchip, you know, it's fucking obvious if it's been tampered with, because it just won't work, and it'll probably fall apart in your fingers because of the way it's made. If you were buying, a hard disk, something bigger, like a power unit for a computer, something like that, you wouldn't notice necessarily. Plug it in, it blows your head off. what's happened there? You know what I mean?
It's fucked up, mate.
Hmm.
They should not be selling this shit that's been returned to them as brand new.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I got fucking stung by that because of these fucking monkeys today. You know what? Fuck it. That's the last time I'm going there. PC World. I've said it on air.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick by it. Fuck them.
I don't know. I really don't know why. Fuck every branch. you go to retail. I mean, I understand you need to buy something quick there and there, hot and fast. But why not go to a distributor or
There aren't any in the local area.
Really? I'll give you a few numbers of people I deal with, and they're very professional, and they will give you, you know, things at cost.
Are they in my local area?
I don't know. They're in my local area, but they might have like a warehouse somewhere close to you. So
I've driven around town when we've been in the shit. I've checked every single Yellow Pages, Thompson Directory, every online search I can find for anything to do with IT that would have stock. And I've gone to every single one of them, and most of them closed down years ago.
Yeah.
You turn up to like a printer's and you say, hi there, is this unit 17? And they go, yeah. I say, well, are you like computerworld.co.uk or whatever fucking made up name it is? And they go, no, they closed down about 6 years ago. Oh, fucking thanks.
Yeah, but no. What I'm saying is there are companies out there that specifically sell straight to another company, if you see what I mean. Your needs are kind of met straight away, and they're not selling through sellers.
Yeah, but we do need them within drivable range on that day. Otherwise, we'll just get it offline and get it shipped the next day.
They do deliver a sort of thing next day or the same day.
Yeah, but then we can just order it off any of the other 100 online places. This is when we're in the shit and we need it, say, a hard disk in the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you can't order that.
No.
If you can wait for the next day, then we just order it all online. And deal with certain companies.
Sure. I mean, that's the problem with everything is that at the end of the day, somebody's looking out to fuck you over because that's the way it is. But you've got to be careful in what you purchase and... because they'll probably sell you something that somebody else has used and brought back, because it's a piece of shit. And,
well, I just fear for the people who aren't kind of working in the industry. They're buying a computer for the first time. It's quite a bit of money, you know? Now, how fucked over are they going to get by going to, let's say, PC World? You cunts! Or any other high street kind of place, because they're not going to order online. They have a very human kind of emotion about it. They want to go and see the product. They want to check it out. They want to talk to someone about it and say, oh, will this run Windows? And will this be able to burn DVDs? Yeah. You know, they don't do this kind of shit day in, day out.
I've been so badly treated by PC World that I think 5 years ago I said,
they're
no more.
They're fucking useless, mate.
Never again.
Hmm. I have now reached that point as well.
Yeah.
I've said it, and I'm going to stick by it.
The amount of times they've sold me faulty RAM modules, the amount of times that they've fucked me over with components, it's just, you know, too far gone.
I've thrown a lot of fucking RAM away.
Yeah.
You know.
What the fuck did they do? Do they stick it up their arse or something? I don't know.
I think they just wave a few magnets over every 23rd RAM or something like that, randomly. This one, there we go, fuck them.
Fuck them, yeah. Let them fucking sweat for fucking 3 hours trying to work out
why
it's not working.
Let them try to figure out why it's going wrong.
Right. And probably cut themselves trying to insert that thing. The amount of times I've cut myself trying to insert RAM into a computer is just unbelievable.
I thought you meant in the self-mutilation.
No.
Sitting there installing RAM. Yeah. If I can't get it going this time, I'm going to slash my wrists.
Yeah.
this will ambulance. Show you.
Call the ambulance, he's done it again. He's bleeding all over the computers. Oh, shit, he's really messed up the server room now.
Take it into PC World. What's wrong with this computer? Oh, it's got blood all over it.
Yeah, our IT guy committed suicide.
Because your fucking RAM fuckholes. Fucking cunts, that's it, I'm done with them. Yeah. That's it. It's all online from now on.
Yeah.
Trouble is, people don't give me any notice when they need stuff IT related. So they just come in and say, oh, can we have this afternoon? No. Can we have a whole new machine that will cost about 800 quid by tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm meant
just...
to give no excuses and sort these fuckers out. Oh,
yeah.
That's why I have to deal with these PC Wilkins, but no more. That's it, I'm done. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's you're dealing with incompetent fucking nutters.
Yeah. They don't know the fucking arse from their elbow.
Let's kind of get back on the topic here.
Okay.
Finish off.
Where are we steering this ship, Captain Below?
I want to steer it back into the Isles of Hapon, Japan. Hapon, which is Japan in Japanese, I believe. Sorry to all our Japanese listeners. Japan has announced plans to deploy a massive broadband satellite, which is just like. So fucking cool. You know, I can just end it there and just finish the show on that. Which will be operation in 2015. Oh, God, we have to wait for something like this. It will operate at 100 megabits a second, service to mountains, remote islands, and bullet trains. And bullet trains are also another fucking cool thing. Along with communication for disaster recovery. A giant 66-foot diameter dish is supposed to be able to receive even a weak cell phone signal, which is mobile phones for us guys. Of course, the ping time would be quite long. This is something cool. I'm just thinking, how the fuck are they going to get a 60-foot diameter dish into space? They're going to need a pretty big spaceship to do that. Unless they got some cables or pulleys. I don't know.
Yeah, they've got a pulley on the moon, yeah. A great big fucking cable.
Yeah. And about 50 guys trying to fucking pull this thing up into space. It'll get easier once it gets to 5,000 feet.
I thought there was a massive space program in the Far East.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was China or Japan. I think it was China, actually. But then they can always hire some other space program to do it for them if they give them enough cash. You can go to NASA or the European Space Agency and say, hey, look, lads, next time you're up there, launch this fucker. And here's a shitload of yen.
Mm.
Is that what they use in Japan?
Yeah, yen. Yeah.
Yen.
Yeah. Yen?
Mr. Uneducated. Right here, baby. But I imagine that it wouldn't be 66 foot in diameter on the ground. I assume they've got some kind of thing where they can compact it down, launch it into space, and then it will kind of open up and kind of make the satellite dish kind of thing. Or have I been watching too many sci-fi shows?
It could just like kind of collapse somehow and then deploy in space. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I mean, because of the fact that the Earth moves and satellites move as well.
Yeah.
How is this going to... Is it going to be a geostation? I've forgotten the words now. It's either
geosynchronous.
Geosynchronous or geo something else. A satellite that will stay there forever. And how is this going to work? It's going to be really interesting to see, but it sounds really cool because if you can provide wireless broadband service to people of a wide area... it's something cool. You've got to get people online, get people, you know, out there. But also, there's going to be few security aspects to this, because if everyone can pick up the signal, everyone can pick up everybody else's signal. I don't know. Am I wrong?
That's a good point, man.
Yeah. Because spreading the virus is also cool, but spreading other viruses, it might damage people's computers. I don't know. It's... And also tracking as well. They might also be able to track you a little bit better than they do. But Japan is definitely always, always ahead of us in technology.
By fucking light years.
Yeah, they've got fucking, you know, mobile phones in their, you know, recreational body areas. And it's
for fun? Or
for fun, pleasure? Yeah. Pleasure, fun, everything. And it's all in Japan. Sometimes I feel I've really got to go to Japan and just, like, fucking geek out.
I really fucking want to. The only thing that puts me off is the language barrier.
Yeah.
in that I am too stupid to learn another language. Mm. And I've tried French, German, and Spanish, and I've failed miserably at all of them. Mm. Japanese is fucking hard.
Yeah. It's so, like, it's ciphertext in its purest.
Yeah, it's the ideograms and stuff like that. Yeah. Where's that Chinese? I don't know. And that's what puts me off, because I don't know enough about it. Mm. But a guy I went to school with actually went to Japan, and he's there teaching English, and apparently earning a shitload of money and having a fucking whale of a time. You know, lucky fucker.
Yeah, it's just crazy, and I love that country so much. They've got trains that hover.
Yeah.
They hover above the ground, and they travel... You know, I don't know how fast they travel, but they travel at a fucking insane speed. Although, the people are kind of crazy. They are kind of crazy. They're a little bit, you know, if they fuck up, they will actually kill themselves. Probably not
well,
so
not
much
all
now.
The time anymore.
Not anymore, but, you know, they used to be fucking ninjas, and they were fucking cool. And anyone I've ever known who's in the cyber culture knows what a fucking ninja is and how fucking cool ninjas are.
There was a guy who was a minister in Japan until recently, and what he did was he committed suicide over his concerns about the privatization of the postal system.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
That's fucking insane. And monks, yeah, that would set fire to them and not even, you know, they silently...
To themselves, yeah.
Yeah, silently set fire to themselves in protest. Okay,
can
that's...
you imagine if we had that over here? Ministers who said, no, you should do this. Yeah. No, you're going to do something bad. You shouldn't introduce this new ID card. Oh, fuck, they're not listening to me. I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe then someone would fucking listen about how bad these fucking ideas they're bringing in. I really are.
Yeah, it's just mad. could you imagine...
It's like honourable suicide, seppuku.
Could you imagine if, God, I don't even know his fucking name, the opposition party, Conservative, William Howard, is that right?
Christ knows, they changed so fucking often, yeah. I've lost count.
Can you imagine if, like, he was, like, upset with, what was
the
going
election
on with,
results,
yeah. So, he committed harakiri. You know, it would just be like the coolest thing ever. But at least you would know that they were fighting for your rights and not just because they wanted to, you know, get power and money.
Yeah, at least you'd know they were fucking serious.
Exactly.
And I do support more politicians killing themselves.
Yeah.
Basically because of the cunts.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here, anyway.
Yeah.
I think the less of these fuckers we can have, the better it'll be.
Yeah, and, I hate the way, you know, do you really have a voice when you vote? No, I don't think so. Is this really a democracy? Not really. It's not really that, you know, open. Because as soon as you go against the government, you are a criminal, you are a terrorist, and you're going to jail. Simple as that.
You get one voice every 4 years.
Yeah.
That's one. Voice
why not
fucking millions?
Why not open things up? Let people vote on every single thing. You can do that. Fucking text your vote in, or something stupid like that. Something really fucking simple. Take a poll on something.
Just have an old school kind of method, where the same system we use for voting for government, we use to vote for big new propositions like this fucking ID card shit.
Yeah.
Let the people decide. Let them take the time off to go and put their fucking tick in a box somewhere and put it in the ballot box and say yes or no.
Yeah.
Anonymous, old school voting fucking methods. It seems to have worked so far, because if it didn't, why the hell are we still supporting this method for voting governments in?
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to make it more technical or anything like that. We just need to give people a choice and a voice on things that will affect their everyday lives. And this fucking will. Mm. And so will the biometric passports, and so will so many other things. You know, they are big, important issues, and they're just being debated in the House of Lords, and there's a bunch of guys going, oh, yes,
yeah.
oh, Yes.
And it just makes me so angry because they're like the most fucking detached people in society ever. I mean, how detached can you get? They're like of the higher class. They don't work. They earn fuckloads of money. They have servants. And they're not affected by day-to-day things, as far as I know.
Well, they're connected people as well.
Yeah.
Who's going to fuck with them? You know, you were caught doing this. Oh, yeah, well... Yeah. Thing is, if you arrest me, then this will happen and this will happen, and I know the guy's the chief commissioner, and you boys will all be sick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's not like any of us normal citizens who are paying the taxes can fucking say anything like that. We just have to take it on the chin and up the arse.
Exactly, which is what we do every fucking day.
Every single day. Mm. Fucking makes me mad. The solution's so simple. Just open it up to the people.
Yeah.
You see, it infuriates me that the solution is that simple.
Yeah, this...
And instead of all this fucking around in these debates and then revising the bill for the ID card and then changing it a bit and saying, oh, let's put this forward. No, it got rejected. Okay, we'll revise it again. Let's just... fucking come up with a solid bill of what they want to do.
But this is what I was saying. March on the Parliament, march on Downing Street. Don't, you know, stop them. Stop them, cut everything out. Just don't let the government continue. And you see from day to day, they get more and more powerful. They take away more and more of your rights. It's insane.
This will always, always go on.
Yeah.
You know, whenever they get stopped... doing something, they'll do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And people have to... It is boring politics, I know, but people do have to take an interest because it will start taking away your personal liberties and the way you live your life.
Yeah.
And thank God there are some people out there who are making a stand.
Yeah.
I just want to send a shout out to the guys at www.notoid.net. That's N-O... number 2id.net.
Yeah.
Now, these are people who are making a stand against the ID card, and they're putting some information out there. As I was saying in last night's episode, it's education, not fear-mongering.
Exactly.
And they're putting education out there.
Sure.
They're saying, this is what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And they're just breaking it down. It's very easy to understand. It's not boring at all.
Yeah.
It's scary, if anything. But thank God there are people out there who are doing this kind of thing. But there always needs to be more.
Sure.
Because there are so many masses that will just go, oh, yeah, an ID card. You know, what do I care? I've got fucking ID anyway, so
I had
it'll help me get into pubs or something like that.
They're
not understanding all of it.
I had a brainwave today. You see, when you're on a train or a bus and you sit there with your newspaper and people kind of look over your shoulder to read the newspaper and they kind of read what you're reading. Yeah. I was thinking...
Or is that just me?
No, I was just thinking, why not make your own newspaper? Make it look really fucking legitimate, yeah? Like a really fucking good copy of a real newspaper. And put stories in there that are true stories that you want to promote. Like, you know, fucking what's going on with shit. And print this off, you know, make it look real, print it off like real paper. It might take you a while to get it perfect, but fuck it. And then just sit there on a fucking bus, on a crowded bus, and, you know, start reading this shit. People will start reading that and get really interested and go, oh, do you mind if I, sure, have a go, have a read. And, you know, maybe print off a few more copies so you can just pull it out of your rucksack and read this. So somebody else sits next to you and reads this and they're like, oh, you know, what's going on here? Oh, do you want to have a read? Cool, there you go.
And, start nudging people on the tube.
Exactly.
Saying, hey, mate, have you seen this?
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. Look at this shit. And you're passing the message on. You're passing the virus onto people. And you're breaking down the barriers because these people that go to work every day, they're part of the enslavement of corporations. And they're fed, you know, I stopped reading newspapers a long time ago because there's just so many lies in them. I don't know. I might be being stupid. I might, you know, this might be a really stupid idea, but I don't know. What do you think? And if you've got any comments, email us into hackervoice@gmail.com. And we do actually have a website now, which has been greatly donated by Planet Lave.
Thank you.
It is hackervoiceradio.com. No, sorry, it's hackervoice.co.uk.
No, it's not that in the slightest.
It's not that in the slightest. It's actually hackervoice.co.uk.
That's the one.
And at the moment, it is probably the best
heavily
website.
Under development.
It's probably the best website I've ever seen in my life. Because it gives you everything you need. Very little text and beautiful women. So
just keeping it simple, man.
Just keeping it as simple as we can. And what's going to be happening is we're going to be putting links, archives, and related information on there. Like a little blog
all
or something stupid like that.
On,
we're
going
to be developing it from day to day. And I might, you know, spend a few weeks working on it. It might not look perfect at start, but fuck it. We're developing things. And the thing is, we're doing this out of our own goodwill and our own, you know, hearts. So we've got lives, you know, at the end of this, you know, work and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I can't expect too much from Planet, and I can't expect everything from myself, sort of thing. So,
I am going to be pissing off for a little while.
You
so,
are, yes.
The website will be totally under your control.
Yeah.
As you know, it's your domain now. And, yeah, it will evolve a lot. At the minute, it's just very, very basic. I mean, you've got black fucking text on a white background. And you're lucky it's in Arial and not Times New fucking Roman.
Yeah.
So at least we put a little bit of design in there.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
all we've done.
Yeah.
So the archive's going up there. Eventually there'll be a podcast, there'll be show notes,
sure.
there'll be all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of good stuff.
But it evolve over time.
Yeah. And you are paying for this, so it's all good. And I'm going to...
Thanks.
I'm going to do some stuff to it and make it as readable to people as it can be, to, you know, minimize the bullshit and give them the truth.
Again, education, not fear mongering. Just put links up to facts and fucking try and inform people about what the fuck is going on, what is winding us two up so much, and why it should wind you up. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
You know,
maybe
don't take our word for it. Read it.
Yeah.
And then just kind of mull it around in your own
head.
This is what I meant to say about newspapers. When you stop reading them, I stopped reading them again years ago. I've started reading them again now, but if you read them with the kind of mindset that this is spun in a certain way. So if you read the Daily Mail, you know that's spun in a certain way. If you read the Sun, you know that's spun in a certain way. And the Times and the Telegraph and everything else. Read as much as you can. Try and get every single angle on it, and then make your own mind up.
Sure.
You know, and then go online. Look at CNN. They'll have their angle on it.
Yeah.
Look at the BBC. They'll probably have maybe, allegedly, an impartial angle on it.
Yeah.
Well, don't just take that on blind faith. Read it, and then think, you know, what's really going on here? Read as many sources about the same story as you can. Don't just say, I read this in a newspaper, therefore it's fact.
Exactly.
You know, because they're owned by corporations, they're owned by people, they're written by people with their own personal beliefs and prejudices, maybe. So read as much as you can and then come to your own conclusion.
Definitely. And also, what I want to add to that is you were talking about the impartiality of the BBC. Is I did like the fact that they do take comments from people that, you know, text in, email in, and all that kind of stuff, but they rarely ever actually read them.
I think they mainly put them up on the site unless they're really offensive.
Yeah.
I think there's someone looking through them in case that someone just goes on there and says, Fuck,
Exactly.
Or something like that, but, you know. Or an advert for a website.
There is something I want to speak about also, is there's a thing called the BBC Communities or something like that. BBC Communities, I think it is, And it's talking about all kind of stuff, issues relating to everything, and you can put up your article on there and people can comment on it and they can join your fight or they can vote against you and all that kind of stuff. And in there was a subsection, internet, information and technology, internet, computer, crime, and underneath that there was hacking, there was copyright laws and all that kind of stuff. Now, instinctively, I was like, oh my fucking god, why is hacking underneath internet crime? So I wrote up this huge fucking article about everything that I was like pissed off, and I should have taken a second look at it, but it got actually denied, and so I thought, okay, right, I'm going to word this completely differently, and it got accepted. But underneath there it says BBC do not support or blah 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 something, this article, something like that, you know, just a complete fucking disclaimer that this is there, but we do not, you know, it's like we don't want to fucking touch it with a barge pole.
I just got an unplug there for a minute, mate.
Okay.
Fucking need a piss.
Cool. Well, as I was saying, everyone can have a good look at this. It's somewhere in BBC Communities. Have a search for it. I won't tell you, because if you really want to see it, then go and fucking find it yourself. But it's all good stuff. And let's just put this tune on, and plan it when you do come back. Give us a shout. Good.
You alright now?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, fucking a lot better now.
Yeah, let's go back to what we were talking about.
Where were we?
Maybe we can just even pick up a new topic. I don't know. Fuck. Oh, yeah, there is something I wanted to mention as well. We are called Hacker Voice Radio, and I was kind of thinking, well, we don't really talk about too much about hacking and all this kind of stuff. But then I thought, wait a second. If this is called Hacker Voice Radio, it's the voice of the hacker. So it's basically what we talk about. And this is the issues that we talk about. So it's not necessarily about hacking, if you see what I mean.
Not very much in the technological sense, but the original old school definition of hacker is someone who is curious, somebody who wants to take something apart, yeah, find out how it works, and maybe how to make it better.
Yeah.
So really, that's kind of what we're doing in everything we're interested in.
Sure.
You know, let's say the ID card. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'd like to take it apart and make it fucking better. Make it work for a start.
Yeah.
You know, and just everything, the Xbox 360 with all their fucking new Microsoft stuff where you can't make hardware for it unless you're a partner, this ties in, because we're the kind of people who want to get the Xbox 360, take the lid off it, see what's going on in there, see if we can plug anything in and how it works and what it will do if we do this.
Yeah,
it, you know, hacker in the old school sense is basically the same word, as far as I'm concerned, is curiosity.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
And when has curiosity ever been illegal? Since maybe a few years back, I think. Yeah.
They're trying to make it illegal.
Yeah, they are.
Curiosity, free thought, free movement.
Sure.
Everything. Like we said last night, George Orwell's fucking 1984, baby.
Yeah.
And not just about the thought police and Big Brother watching you wherever you go, but also about the fake enemy.
Exactly.
It's East Asia or Eurasia, and they couldn't tell which one was the enemy, and they kept switching.
I'm really glad you said that, because it's like they need a war. They need to keep you afraid. And the essence of war is that there's a beginning, there's a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
Okay. But what they want is a never-ending war, okay? So that the war never actually ends and you are never, never, never secure. The only way they can do that is they can, they created terrorism to touch the people that would usually ignore that kind of shit. And,
yeah. No one is safe.
Exactly.
That kind of mentality.
Yeah.
There is some stuff I really need to dig out. It's a BBC documentary, and they put it up on an internet archive where you can download it all for free.
Right.
It is being kind of recompiled, re-edited into a movie. I think it was shown at Cannes this year, and it got big fucking applause and critical ratings and stuff. And it's about the nature of fear and how... It really goes back to the 1950s and stuff like this. And it's like, you got this president in the US who's doing this, and you got this guy in the Middle East who goes to the US and he sees it as a crazy decadent society, and he goes back to the Middle East and he starts this kind of religious, the fundamentalism kind of religious side of it. And it's fantastic. And just give you a lot of facts. Like the... Al-Qaeda, they never had a name until the US gave them that name.
Yeah.
You know, they were just a bunch of guys, and Osama bin Laden wasn't really one of them. It was just a money guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some guy who was born there, went over to England.
Osama bin Laden worked for the FBI. He was trained, financed, and armed by the FBI.
Was it the CIA?
CIA, FBI, all the fucking same, I think.
CIA fighting the Russians, yeah. They completely set him up, trained him how to stop the Russian invasion of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really does go through it all. And what I'll do is try and dig out those links to the actual show themselves. They're about a gig apiece. But in this modern world, if you've got a decent downloader, then no, it should be cool. And I'll just let that thing speak for itself rather than me try and, you know, re-quote it and getting it wrong and shit like that. So what I'll do is I'll put that up either on the site or I'll get an email to you, which you can talk about while I'm away.
Good stuff. Yeah, that'd be good, man. Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of dreading what's going to happen when you go away because... It's kind of easy when you've got somebody else there to kind of talk with on the show. And I'm going to be on my own, and I'm going to be chatting shit for most of the hour. But we'll see how it goes.
I tell you what, before I go, I'll just record a load of...
rants and stuff. Yeah.
And me going, totally, mate.
Yeah.
And, don't get me started on the fucking government, pal. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, I think you're wrong there, mate. Yeah, because...
how can you say that?
Yeah, hi. And cat sex and things, and then I'll make it into a nice little Java soundboard. So while you're
get
away,
it a little kind of shotwave flash thing and just press on whichever one you want at any time, and it'd be cool.
That'd be funny.
I'm out of a fucking job.
Yeah, Planet Lave, not in the physical sense, but at least he's here in spirit.
If I can, I will. Skype in from the States.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that because I have no idea what to expect.
Sure.
You know? So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And if I can, then I will.
Yeah. I do expect to be playing probably more music because you know, I do like music, and this is a radio station, so I guess music kind of goes with that. I don't know. I do. It'd be good if you wanted to, you know, one night take over the show and you know, do some of your stuff, maybe pre-record it or whatever, however you feel you want to do it.
If I can, I did have an idea about this today, and I did mean to do it after work, but I didn't really have time. Oh, long day, mate. Fucking crazy. Like I say, tomorrow is my last day at work for a couple of weeks or so, but if I can get access to the equipment, there's some cool stuff there, and add some ideas, and maybe I can knock something up.
Cool, that'd be
good. We'll see.
Yeah, well, so, in your own time. Yeah. Cool stuff. I also want to say, for anyone who's kind of interested, watch Trainspotting. It's a good film. And I thought also we could do...
Fucking great film.
Yeah, also what we could do is, like, have a little section on films, have a little section on, like, the website of the day or something like that, and then kind of finish the show off like that. I don't know. It's,
well, we should just have whatever interests us.
Yeah, exactly.
And the listeners.
Pretty much.
Recently, I do believe I picked up Trainspotting in the HMV sale. Now, this wasn't too long ago. It was at most a week. I think they've got like 5 for £30. And yeah. I got Hackers, which wasn't as bad as I remembered it. It's actually pretty good.
The thing is, it's a comical thing. You watch it and you have a laugh and you go, oh my God, you know, this is just
funny. It's kind of comical if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, I love the way that they had, you know, those two Chinese guys. What the fuck were they called?
They were actually called, I don't know their individual names, but the station they were putting out.
I know it was like Razor and Blade or something like that. Razor and Blade.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And they had their own little, well, it was a TV station, but it was.
It's,
you know,
a pirate TV.
It's a pirate TV, yeah. And it, this is exactly what we're doing now, except, of course, we're not broadcasting visual because we are both very ugly.
Yes.
Okay, speaking for myself.
And myself.
Planet is a very attractive man, and as far as I know, he's single. So, ladies, you're listening out there.
Please mail in.
Please mail in pictures.
Bare-breasted pictures.
Yeah. And even if you're not interested, send in bare-breasted pictures anyway.
Yeah, fucking do it.
And CC me into that as well, please.
It was, God, what was it called? Hack the Planet was the name of their pirate TV show. And
Hack
it was
the
one of Scobie's first ideas for the name of the show, which later became the Hacker's Voice, which was Scobie's idea.
I felt Hack the Planet was just a bit too... I don't know, a bit too...
I thought I knew it from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I said to him, hasn't that been used...
Yeah.
I actually thought it was a real proper kind of hack-style internet radio station, which it may well be. I do have to double-check that. But I knew it from somewhere.
Yeah. It's...
And then I bought this thing in the sale, and I put it on.
It
and there's
like,
two Chinese guys,
hack
the planet!
Yeah.
I was like, fucking, I was right.
Yeah.
It has been used before.
Yeah.
So. I got that, and I got Apocalypse Now, I got 12 Monkeys, I got Trainspotting, and I got something else, which
good,
I don't remember.
Sounds like a good fucking compilation. Yeah.
So if you do want to check out Trainspotting, and if you haven't, then you fucking should. It's a fantastic film. Go down HMV and just see if it's on the sale. Don't buy it at full price, because probably 2 weeks from now they'll have it on the sale. Or Virgin will have it on the sale.
Yeah.
You know, I went in HMV, I got these 5C DVDs. I went in a different DVD store, and they had Trainspotting there, the exact same two-disc edition, £20 on its own.
Yeah.
Wait for the sales. They come around every 2 months.
And
or so.
Also, you know, don't buy things as soon as they come out. Wait a little while, and price will drop down, and you'll also figure out if it's good or not, because other people have probably bought it before you, and they'll be like, oh, this is shit, or this is good, and always question their opinion and test it out for yourself if you can. Also,
I think that's my one regret of buying Donnie Darko on DVD. I should have waited longer. I paid £20 for it. It was a fantastic movie, and I do love it, and I do actually think it is worth that. But then about... 2 weeks later, I went down HMV. They had it in the sale for like $6.99, and it was still brand new. It's just people weren't buying it. I was like, "Oh fuck! I wish I'd waited 2 weeks." You know, but what can you do? Don't buy it in the day of release, like you say, man.
Yeah, I know. It's just why? What's the point? It's just they purposefully sold shit like that at double the price, just so they can catch people out and make more profit.
If they can sell it at $6.99,
then
imagine the fucking profit they're making at $19.99.
Yeah.
They wouldn't sell it at $6.99 if there's no profit in it. That's got to be at least cost, just to clear the stock so they can get more shit in.
Exactly.
They're not going to sell it at a loss. What kind of retailer would do that?
Yeah. They'll be losing money, I think. Also, the tune in the background is from DJ Format. I really do like DJ Format. It's like a kind of old school bebop kind of DJ, if I can say that. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
You can say that. Yeah. You are allowed to say that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I've never heard of the guy.
I don't know if you're into that kind of music, but I might send you a few of his MP3s, and you can have a listen if you like.
You mean you may recommend the CDs that I should buy at full price down HMV, obviously.
No, actually,
that's what you meant to say.
No,
yes.
Actually, fuck it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to burn it and then go down to the high street and sell it to people so I can make
profit.
Give
it out on the street.
Yeah. And,
Jesus Christ.
And they can donate money.
I hope
money.
He's not listening.
No, I don't think he cares, but, fuck it.
You've had a bad day, haven't you?
Yeah.
I don't know what's gone on beside the things you read, but...
Yeah. I poked a badger. I poked a badger with a spoon.
Well, everyone does that.
Yeah. itchy nose.
Just on the subject of moving, I do want to pimp up one of the BBC sites.
Right.
Which is www.bbc.co.uk/radio1, and that's the number 1, /1music, and that's O-N-E music. That's why I'm spelling that way, because one's a 1 and one's O-N-E. Mm. Now, what you've got there is all kind of tips about how to make your own music, little samples that you can use free of use. You know, you download them, use them, they're yours. They've completely given up the rights to them.
Sure.
It's just little drum beats and stuff like that, but get a few people started. And I've got interviews with all kinds of people like Fatboy Slim and a load of other people that I've never heard of because I'm too old. But it is a very good kind of site to go to. If you want to learn about making your own music, it's a good start kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out.
I have to say,
it's free.
Fatboy Slim is the man. I did enjoy most of his stuff. But I have to say...
He has done some absolutely cracking tunes. Yeah, but I'm not really kind of into that.
I have to say, anyone who hasn't heard of Zell, go and check him out. Because this guy... It's just like the bomb, and I've never seen anything. I've never actually heard a tune of that he's done that hasn't been half good. If you know what I mean, it's all been.
I've
good
never
stuff.
Heard one that hasn't been kind of full quality, you know, up to the standards of the kind of thing you'd hear on the radio.
Yeah.
And here's this guy releasing it for free.
Yeah, and he does it
I
all.
I just want to say
in
that's,
his bedroom.
www.zerle.com. Go out there, check him out.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Yeah, and
it's free.
Download his albums. Yes, I say again.
Download.
Because it's free and he doesn't care. And burn it, distribute
That's
it, give it to your
friends.
That's
what he wants you to do.
Yeah, this is how it should be. You burn it, give it to your friends. Your friends listen to it. Either they think it's crap, good, whatever. They listen to it. Pass it on, the message spreads. And eventually things either die out or they become big or not. And the guy
based
isn't,
on their merit.
Exactly. The guy, as far as I know, there isn't a donate button on his site. And he's not looking for money. He's not looking for a big label. Because, in a second, in a flash, he could get it. I think he's...
Fucking easily.
He's
mate.
That
yeah.
good that it doesn't...
I would pay for his CDs.
Yeah.
They're that fucking good.
Exactly. And he's not selling any of his work. And I think the history of what happened was... Stank Dog was searching Kazaa for hacking-related music.
Yeah.
He came upon this MP3 that was called Hackers and the Crackers, and he thought, okay, I'll just have a listen to this. And he liked it so much that he took it and used it for his intro to his every single fucking episode of his radio show. So I think he got in touch with Zell somehow, and they became best of buddies, and now this guy is, promoting him. Respect him.
There is absolutely a great Bin Rev episode where it's just Stank and Zell and they're talking.
Yeah.
I can't remember the episode number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But if you go to binrev.com and look for the archive there, click on radio, just go back through them. The show notes are very detailed about who the co-host is and what they're talking about that week. And you will eventually find it. It's not too far back.
Sure.
It's only like 99 or 101, something like that. And it is well worth a listen because you also get to hear Zell talking about what he's doing. And he's such a cool fucking guy.
Definitely.
You know, you can't help, or at least I couldn't help, but take to him.
Yeah, I really do admire it. The thing is, I have to say, it might be wrong of me of saying, but if Stank didn't use that Hackers and Crackers tune at the beginning. I don't think Binary Revolutions would have taken off that much than it did. Do you see what I mean?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, the show has got a fucking shitload of merit just on its own.
Yeah.
But that is a very cool kind of signature theme.
Exactly. It was catchy, you know? It caught your attention, and you were like, okay, this is what I'm interested in. Let's see what these guys are talking about.
It does get your attention right from the start. Stank made a great decision for using that.
Definitely.
Right, that's the fucking intro music.
Definitely.
Man.
And, fucking great, man. And I can't wait for the next episode of Hack TV. I don't know if you managed to watch Hack TV 2.
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
The day it came out, I thought it was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, I love the fact that they broke...
I hadn't seen any before that.
Oh, right.
I got that, and then I got Pwned, and then I got Hack TV 1.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love the fact that they broke into that distribution center.
Well, they didn't break in. There was just
It was open. It was unlocked.
It was allegedly open. I don't know if they did anything off camera. I don't think they did. It's just the padlock was unlocked and they just went in and said, hey, come on, I'll show you what all this shit is.
Yeah.
This is this. This is this.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah. And this is something...
Finally, someone talks me through it.
Something I've been so much into a lot of, you know, years, is something I've grown up with is, you know, phones and stuff like that. And I've always wanted to know how they worked. And somebody gives you a guide through how ADSL works. It's fantastic. It's fucking excellent.
It's not the kind of thing you can normally find every day, is it?
No, exactly. There's not a thing that you can search for and, you know, BT have got this instruction video on how their ADSL
works. It'd be nice if they did.
I have found a few which were mainly commercial kind of advertising things for other companies to join their service, you know, like data centers. They guide you around their fucking data center and all this kind of crap. But as far as that goes, it doesn't go into full detail. You know, they just say, this is it, this is how good it is, and, you know, buy our stuff. But yeah. Unless you've got anything more to say, we're running into 1 hour and 36 minutes. It doesn't feel like it at all. It feels like only 20 minutes have passed in the soft, but...
Yeah, too, right? It feels like we just got started, mate.
Yeah.
Only thing is that I've mentioned BinRev quite a bit in the last few minutes, so... Listener or listeners, if there is anyone out there, please go and check out www.binrev.com. That's BINREV.
Yeah.
And you'll see all the links there about all the different things that they do. There's a lot of cool shit going on.
Yeah.
And this kind of got us started. Mm. So shout out to those guys.
Also, I want to say this is an open radio station. What I mean by that is that we want other people to come and join us. And if they've got their own radio shows, just come on and we'll have a listen and we'll put it up there. And if you want to join and shout and rant and rave and join us on the show, you're welcome to. Send us an email.
Yeah, if anyone wants to be a presenter, then what's the email address they should mail into?
It's hackervoice@gmail.com. Also, visit our brand new website, developed and made by Planet Lave himself, hackervoice.co.uk. I think I might finish it off on PPK Resurrection, the drum and bass remix. So it's a good night and a goodbye from Bilal.
And also a good night and a goodbye from Planet Lave.
Good night. Если секунд полет нормальный, принимаем вас. Немножечко работаем. Вибрации, как обычно.